Right now, though, we're going to talk about an event which takes place, starts tomorrow and runs into Friday. This is the annual Valencia Lecture. With me in the line is Leonard Hobbs, Chair of the Valencia Transatlantic Cable Foundation, that's running the Valencia Lecture. Leonard, good morning to you and good to talk to you.
Good morning, Gerry, and thanks for having us on again for the lecture.
Yeah. This is the 10th iteration of this taking place. Some keynote speakers, the CEO of Tourism Ireland, you have former Supreme Court Judge Marie Baker, and Aoife Leisiuk, Professor and Scientific Advisor to the Government, as well as several CEOs of tech companies as well, because it's all about telecommunications, obviously, over the next 2 days.
It is, Gerry, and as you, I'm sure listeners know, Valencia was where the first ever transatlantic cable connected Ireland to the US for the first time back in 1866, and with a commercial cable, and indeed, it was the first time really that Ireland was starting to be connected to the US in a meaningful way, kind of a post-famine development, because all the time before that Ireland was connected was really part of Europe, and suddenly Ireland became part of the world and this new emerging transatlantic order. Because of that, every year when we have our lecture, we choose a topic that is relevant to globalization and to the world's place. And this year, the theme is the future of the global citizen in a changing world. And as you mentioned there, we have a number of really interesting keynote speakers. We also have something we started a few years ago now. We've got a collection of younger people in their 30s, who are emerging within Ireland in their fields of academia, business, sports, and other fields, and journalism, etc. And we invite them along, and politics, of course, to the young politicians as well. And we invite them along to participate in panel discussions responding to the keynote speakers. And we're creating with that an alumni of younger emerging leaders, as called them that, associated with the project and associated with Valencia. In addition to that, this year, we have a very strong Canadian connection. Again, I'm sure your listeners know that the other part of the story is Canada, because the cable landed in a lovely little place called Hearts Content in Newfoundland. And because of that, we have a very strong Canadian connection. And indeed, the UNESCO project, which is making good progress, is a joint initiative between the Irish and Canadian governments. So because of that, we have the Canadian European Parliamentary Group will be taking part in the event. That's comprised of 3 MPs from the Canadian Parliament and 2 senators. So that's going to be a very exciting addition to our program, that they're going to be part of the conversation, part of the discussion. So it really adds to the globalization piece of it. And then the third element there, the final element I could mention, is that because it's the 10th year, we decided we would do something a little bit different, and we created an award called the Global Impact Award that would recognize somebody who's had a global impact from Ireland, who's had a global impact. And this year, the award is being awarded to a gentleman called Robert Kearns, from Dublin, who's been living in Canada for many years and has been very successful with his setting up of the Ireland-Canada Fund, which has done some great work in Canada, largely actually recognising the Canadian support of the Irish who arrived over during the famine. So there's a lot of great work around that. So Robert will be joining us for dinner on the Thursday night. So lots going on in Valencia over the next 2 days.
Yeah, brilliant. And that link there, we're talking about the telecommunications side of it, the origins of it, but really, I suppose it's about the people, isn't it? About the people of both countries and what that link did and represented for them.
It did, Gerry. I mean, it was transformational, really. If you look at even the paintings of that time, there were no photographs, of course, because photography was only a very rudimentary technology at the time. So it was all paintings. And if you look at the paintings around that time, in fact, a lot of them were, the copies of them were on display at the cable station. You'll see the conflict between this incredible company that arrived into Valencia, which was, as I've often described, as Ireland's first multinational, arrived in and set up shop, employed, brought in a lot of young technical experts, each of them on a bank manager's salary, nearly 300 of them working over the cable station, into a place that was recovering from the famine. You know, that was quite a contrast. But it did benefit the community. And even to this day, I think, there are echoes of people, including myself, actually. My great-grandfather was born on the island and got involved in the cable. And I traced my technical background, I'm an engineer myself, to him. So there's lots of, I met lots of people over the years who have that same connection, who got involved in technology and science because their grandparents, their grandmothers, and the great-grandparents were involved in the project in Valencia. So it had that effect, and indeed a lasting effect, actually, in Ireland, that particular project.
Yeah, certainly did. Leonard, listen, we're going to leave it there. It's Valencia Lecture, of course, starting tomorrow around lunchtime. ValenciaCable.com, the website to go to for all the details in relation to that. Leonard, good luck with it. Thanks very much for talking to us in the programme.
Thanks, Jerry.
That's Leonard Hobbs. There's some brilliant keynote speakers. Brilliant event running over the 2 days, tomorrow and into Friday, all finishing up with a gala dinner at the Royal Hotel in Valencia. And that guest speaker will be Robert Kearns, who's the winner of that inaugural Valencia Global Impact Award, introduced by Nancy Smith, the former Canadian ambassador to Ireland. If you have a view, get in touch.